Hello, everybody. I'm just here to really talk about the Baldur's Gate 3. Wow. It's a lot of thoughts going in my head right now. I mean, I remember Baldur's Gate 1 and 2. Classics, you know. Try to do D&D the best way they can. Real time with, you know, pause. That was cool. That worked for me. I mean, to be honest, I have done other turn-based games. Take your time, do your thing, wait your turn, yada, yada, yada. That have worked for me as well. I guess when I heard Baldur's Gate 3 was coming, I kind of figured since this was done by Larian, who has done Divinity and Original Sin, I played those two. They were great. I loved them. I even played Pillars of Eternity and other games, but we're talking about Baldur's right now. But I will say that from what I saw, and from what I saw in the demo, I love the fact that graphics have improved. I do wish it looked a little bit more like Baldur's, I guess, as opposed to just a Original Sin reskin. I mean, don't get me wrong, I got the game Original Sin, I love it. I just like to see a different look, you know, being called Baldur's Gate 3. That's just me. But other than that, though, I did like the fact that they had, what I've been hearing, they got different races right now. Drow, tiefling, human, dwarf, elf, half-drow, halfling. I think they're talking about a few, maybe, sub-races as well. Hill dwarf, high elf, lightfoot halfling, another tiefling. And I think some of the classes, wizard, cleric, fighter, ranger, rogue, and warlock. Now, I really hope they have some subclasses. Well, more subclasses. Personally, for me, I like doing wizard. One of my favorites. I want to do a necromancer. Those seem so freaking awesome. Yeah, I've been waiting for a while for a 5e Dungeons & Dragons game on PC. This may not be exactly how completely wanted, but it's definitely going somewhat in the right direction. I mean, at least they're trying. And there are more of them doing this 5e on PC. And that needs to happen more often. Now, the story with the Mind Flayer, the beginning of the demo, the cutscene, that was awesome. I have to give them credit. I mean, you're on a ship, you're doing your thing, you just, what the hell happened? You watch some yellow, I guess, troll lady? She pretty much, I think it's an orc. I think it's an orc, I forgot. But take the tadpole, shoves it over there by her face. The thing is slinking up into her eye. And just think about Saramorphosis, it's going to soon begin, don't know when, and going to eat at your brain. That's not a good way to go, but to think about the rest of the time you're there, that it's only a matter of time before your brain is eaten and you're going to have a bad time. Now, I know the dialogue wasn't completely done, but it is nice seeing how the graphics and how everything is playing out over there. How they move, how they talk, how they are trying to make it as realistic as possible. I like that. I, personally, even though I know some might disagree, I mean, some are happy as turn-based, some don't want that, I think I might try it out. I like what I saw. They got multiplayer, that's confirmed. I might say get some friends to join with that, because, yeah, a D&D on PC with your friends. That's I can't pass that up. I gotta try. And yeah, now the combat is completely turn-based. I was kind of wondering where they're gonna do like Pillars of Eternity or Pathfinder, where they give you an option, if you want to do turn-based or real time with pause, like you can kind of flip between the two. But it seems like it is purely turn-based, and I know there's gonna be some mad folks. Oh, there's gonna be some mad people. But I think this, since this is a pre-alpha, it's still not done. It's still in the working stage. I think give it time. It will come out, and they might give it a shot. You know. Hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully, they might. I'll give it a shot. I mean, I gotta try it out. I've done turn-based. I've done real-time. I've done both. I like both. I do prefer more real-time with pause, but I could do turn-based too. The fact is, I'm getting more D&D, 5e. Yeah, I'm happy with that. Now, they also said you can even toggle it off, like outside of combat. That's something else I saw in the demo. So basically, one of the things I realized in the last Original Sin, that pretty much you can go to like some traps, fire traps, pits, and yada yada, or even sneaking past people. You feel it was hard to do that turn-based thing there, and makes that, and yeah, it was a pain in the ass. Dodging traps, got time to just ride, make sure the game don't lag, and... But now with turn-based, you can kind of freeze time just for a little bit. And even plan past puzzles for that as well. Now, of course, another thing that I'm pretty sure a lot of people know. You can actually, mess around the environment. Throw stuff, destroy things. Hazards can be exploited. Lights can be lit, snuffed out. It's more of a game type feel. I mean, I'm totally cool with that. At least it sounds somewhat realistic. I mean, you put your hand in fire, it hurts. You walk in fire, you burn. You put fire on top of that, explosive, boom, boom. Cool. Gives more of a Dungeons & Dragons feel and lets you realize the environment can either help you or hurt you and, makes that a little more fun. Personally, I wish this kind of thing was... I don't know how I can say this. I mean, I'm happy the environment can be used, but as long as it's not too over the top. Where, like in Original Sins, the environment was to the point where everything exploding is always something in the air and the ground, and you just... I guess they were saying they were trying to tone it down a bit. Not making to a goddamn, just boom, boom house all day long. They did say that they can also have vertically the jumping and the falling. That's pretty cool. I like that too. I think I saw a little bit on Celesta, the other game. Now you can actually truly be below the guy or above him and adjust accordingly. I do think it's pretty cool though. The guy was able to like push the dude over the ledge. I think I'm going to do that a lot. Just get behind, push over the ledge, and enjoy. They did say also the tadpole seemed to give you more abilities and enhance them, like jumping and shoving. That was kind of surprising. I would think you kind of have that anyway, but they're saying that it's going to enhance you, so in one way or another. Also, the environment. It says that it can also show the enemy view areas and all that. The lighting and all, but I guess it is still a pre-alpha, so I'm still wondering how they're going to be. I'm pretty sure, give it a few more months, or by next year, and it's going to be, whole nother deal. And of course, companion abilities can be respect. Classes still discussed. There's gonna probably be more classes. I think there'd be like 8 classes right now. There'll probably be a whole lot more. Personally, I don't want to see more subclasses. I want to play that wizard and wizard, and I want to play the monk. Yes, I want to play the monk. No armor. Give me the fists and do some key fun. And they're only talking about right now just a release for the PC and Stadia. So, all in for now. Probably more for later on, I'm pretty sure. And, hadn't heard too much on any appearances from the original BG1 and 2 characters. At least not yet. I'm pretty sure, I hope they'll start showing. I mean, it is BG3. They gotta at least bring something. I mean, more, to bring a little bit of a nostalgia or something, man. Now, the alignment, they're saying there's not much mechanical role in the game, and not even currently displayed in an interface. So, look at that. They realize my phone as well just showed me a few more updates on Baldur's Gate 3. I might talk about that later. Yeah, I think I might. But anyway, they're talking about the early access release date was still unknown as well. I'm really waiting on that. I want to see how the rest of it really looks. But anyway, they're saying the alignment still is not a big deal as it was before. And personally, I really want to see. I do miss the whole chaotic, lawful, neutral. That was cool to me. I mean, I get it, yeah. It's 5e, you're not going to try to show as much. Yeah, I got that. Even though I still kind of miss it. I want to see how the alignment's going to affect your choices, affect people around you. And I'm pretty sure they said it's still kind of there, just not as prominent. I guess, but I don't know. It is still pre-alpha. I'm going to see. But, I guess for now, I might wait and buy my time a bit and see what else might pop up. But for now, I think I'll leave it at this. Baldur's Gate 3 looks pretty awesome despite some of the hiccups. And I can't wait to play it. Anyway, till next time, guys.
Hey, everybody. I hope you liked the podcast. If you'd like to hear or see more of my wacky adventures, just click the link in the description of my Instagram page to see what else I got into. Until then, till next time.